Now on Money News, the inside view on property with Jonathan Chancellor.
The great man himself, Jonathan Chancellor from propertyobserver.com.au. Jonathan, weekend property markets, what they look like?
Look, it's pretty much the same pattern that we've had over recent weeks, but it is, I think, emerging that certain regions within the capital cities and the regions themselves are deteriorating faster than others. So, for instance, Blacktown in Sydney had a clearance rate on the weekend of 41%.
Wow, that's pretty low.
But Sutherland, which had the highest result, a $5 million plus, $5.6 million waterfront, but Sutherland had a 77% clearance rate. So same in Melbourne. It was interesting. The inner east in Melbourne has been the weakest for a number of weeks now at 60%, because Melbourne is a stronger market, but that was their weakest region. And the strongest region in Melbourne was the west at 76%. So it is interesting, you know, whilst there is an overall clearance rate, it's not the same when you burrow down.
Can I just say the funniest auction over the weekend, I reckon, was the one in Hambledon Road in Hawthorne in Victoria. I thought that the tactics of Scotch College, a very famous private school, independent school based in Hawthorne, and I've played plenty of football and cricket against Scotch College over the years, I thought this was hilarious.
They own half the neighbourhood already, and a property went up for sale. And apparently the day before, they went around to all 17 of the properties they own on the street already and put up a little sign saying, Scotch College owns this property. And of course, the intent, in all likelihood, was to scare off potential buyers the next day. And so a buyer's agent spotted it and thought it was a bit reprehensible. The signs were only supposedly going to be there for a day, but of course, you know, it's a very interesting tactic of trying to, I guess, you'd almost suggest, intimidate others not to bid.
Wow.
It sold to them in the end, Ross, for $3.3 million.
I'd have been tempted to buy the damn thing from under their noses on the prospect that they were going to pay me a profit anyway.
Look, they are slowly buying up this street, Hambledon, and I think there's another street, Fordham, as well. And by the buyer's agent count, they own 10 of the 27 properties on that street. And it's a very odd, you know.
I mean, that's interesting. Private schools buying houses. And you sit there and say that they'll have a big whack every time the government doesn't give them enough money. And here they are actually out buying more and more property around their region and their neighbourhoods. And you know, the two things don't quite go together, if you know what I mean.
I think it's the poor old parents that have to pay for the purchases, don't they? So, yeah, $3.3 million, and the buyer's agent said it was probably $300,000 over.
I was going to say that we spoke about Bitcoin earlier, but there was somebody at the Basin, I understand, who was prepared to take Bitcoin in exchange for their property.
Yes, I think this is the second time it's happened. I don't know what happened to the Perth listing a little while back, but a builder up in the Basin says he'll take not the full payment in Bitcoin, but part thereof. I think there are some legal issues, for instance, with the deposit, which, given trust fund issues, can't be Bitcoin. But, you know, I mean, look, I think the chances of it happening are minute, but it's certainly got a bit of publicity, partly because of the hype that you keep mentioning surrounding Bitcoin.
I tell you what, Jonathan Chancellor, great to have him on the program from propertyobserver.com.au. Always great with his time. Jonathan Chancellor, you have a great evening.
You too.